Of course, you know, you got your boy Pimp the Slim. As usual, I got my co-host, my dog, Young B the Truth.
What's happening, man?
Yeah, you know, we got the cool-ass guy over there.
Cool-ass.
Life is good. Life is good.
And he pointed at his hat when he did it.
Hey, boy, this nigga, man. Hey, whoever making these hats, cut this nigga a check.
Cut that nigga a check!
This nigga be promoting.
Secure
like
the endorsement. Secure.
Like King Good Life.
Life for water. I get the bottle.
So
no, hold on, here
so,
go.
Yeah. And so
yeah.
Did.
So what can Brown do for you?
Fire Stoner right now. You might be on to something, man.
Hey, to everybody tuning in, man, as usual, y'all know what we do, man. Y'all go hit that notification bell, subscribe on the YouTube.
What?
45, 47.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you on RTV or on the Roku, man, y'all go tune in to RTV.
Too real.
Shout out to TR, man. We're going to be on that thing going live in a minute. You know, I got to do that shit. Now, live.
I might need a song.
Yeah, we got a couple coming.
You got one coming for that? Is it one for that?
Live.
Man, the motherfucker did the Pimp Talk intro like a day after.
Yeah, he was quick with it.
Yeah, I just did a whole song. I'm like, Teron, this nigga did a whole song. He didn't even do a drop. He did a whole song.
Nigga like, damn, bro, you don't even need the whole song. Fuck that.
We get the whole hook.
This nigga B had to tell me, but that's good enough. No, I don't think so, bro. I got to say another one. I got to do another verse, nigga. These niggas ain't gonna never hear that shit.
Never.
I might put that shit on the album just for the fuck of it.
Oh, that would be funny.
This that feel time? Nah, I ain't gonna do it. I thought about it though.
I thought about it.
No, not no single.
We need to do it. We gotta do it.
Y'all hit the like button if y'all want that.
I wonder how many likes I get.
Send it to his email too.
Look.
Send it to Bo's email.
Look,
up.
If we get more than 5 likes, I'll do it. Look, out of the 10 fans we got, goddamn.
We gonna get five. I know it's 5 of y'all that fuck with us. We gonna get five.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
You sure you don't wanna set the bar higher?
Nah, bro, I'm gonna say
you
five.
Don't wanna do 10?
Nah,
you don't want to do 10?
Nah, they're pushing it right there, goddamn.
So we can't get 10 likes.
No, okay. 10 comments, goddamn. 10 comments, goddamn it.
This is the budget section.
This is the budget section.
You
know you can buy those.
You can't buy those.
We really don't want to have this conversation right
that,
now.
We had a conversation.
We still working on tags.
Hell, them niggas take a number from us on YouTube anyway.
Yes, you see that.
Nah, then that shit that weird.
Speak on it. Fuck you, YouTube.
Nah, them niggas, that shit just weird, bro. I know I pay attention to them numbers, bro. Some of them things that disappeared on
YouTube. Yeah.
It go up and then the subscriptions go up and go down.
All right, so I guess we all goddamn good now then, right?
Are we?
I don't know. We finna see, goddamn. We finna see how these celebrations go, goddamn.
Oh shit.
Y'all know how I started my episode off. I do these celebrations first and then I get to them flowers. But my first form of celebration, Pimp C.
Pimp C.
You know what I'm saying? UGK, one half.
Most
well
known pimp, probably.
Well, we working on it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still Pimp C, bitch. So what the fuck is up? Putting powder on the street is like a big fucking. That was one of my favorite right there, boy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, between them and 8 Ball MJG. Once I heard Pimp rap on that murder,
I was
hooked. And you know, for a minute, everybody was like, Bun B go hard. I was like, I ain't give a fuck. Pimp C is my favorite out top, nigga. Pimp C got down just he was just different. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, with Youngblood, how you got Sean Paul? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just different, bro. They got their own twang, you know what I'm saying? Even Pimp was like, preach, church, tabernacle, sanctuary. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we get Pimp Slim, right?
Hey. Yeah.
A little bit of Pimp C.
A little bit of pimping in there. Put a little bit of pimping in.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Pimp C went kind of hard. Pimp C went kind of hard.
Hey, man, we love you, UGK for life.
All day. UGK for life, bro. Like, what people fail to realize, like, when Pimp got out of prison, he was trying to unite the South because he seen what the people were trying to do. You know what I'm saying? They wanted us separated in order to keep making money off of us because, you know, beef sales, all the negative shit really sells. I mean, it really goes to show right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that applies to today.
You know what I'm saying? So everything that's pretty much going on right now, I feel like this is what Pimp was trying to keep from happening. But what Pimp really wanted to do is just keep the South together. Cause
he was already trying to cancel a lot of things before it got started.
Yeah, and see, like, when you do that, bro, you know,
South not together, though?
My God, what's up, Bub? I mean, we together. I mean, we still holding the crown in the music thing.
Together-ish. You know, it's starting to get there.
It's starting to get there slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But we ain't together like the West is. You know what I'm saying? The West stand
West
on
their
shit.
Click.
The West stand on their shit. They big on their respect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the South need to get back to that. I think that's what Pimp was really trying to get everybody back to. But
It go more like a state-to-state thing, don't it?
Hey. Boy, Antonio with the man. What up?
What's
bro?
Happening?
Hey,
what's
appreciate
happening, bro?
For tuning in. Appreciate for all the good comments and the good words, brother. You a dope dude. You know what I'm saying? But that goddamn Pimp C, bro.
Pimp ain't leaning tonight. He ain't leaning tonight.
Leaning.
He not leaning tonight, bro. Appreciate you tuning in.
Hey, man, y'all go check out my boy Antonio with the man. But that nigga Pimp, man, he was a real one, bro. I just hate that he got killed off. I ain't gonna say he died.
We know what it is.
Yeah, we know what it is. When you start talking that shit against them shits, shit happens.
Every time.
See, my boy Tyrone, what up, boy? Oh, man.
What's going on?
Man. That Tyrone, yeah.
My boy. What's happening?
So, favorite Pimp C song?
He do this every
time. Yep, sure do. Thank. I'm going to give you time to think.
With him by himself?
Yeah, by itself.
I don't got one.
I found my angel, the one he made for his mama.
The mama songs be. They don't miss, really. Do mama songs miss?
Mama, a couple of them have.
What up, Rob? Got my cub. A
couple
right
of songs
there,
have
going
missed.
What's going on, Rob? What's going on?
Man, Pimp, boy, like traffic, bro. I love that Pimp shit.
What's yours, that line? I ain't got one.
The game's been good to me.
That just came to mind. My bad, bro.
No, that was the UGK song.
That's all the ones I remember.
The game's been good to me.
Pimp kind of brought that shit back. He kind of brought that old school shit back to it. You know what I'm saying? Before goddamn Snoop did the sexual eruption.
What if he would have performed that at the Super Bowl? Like, man, come on, Snoop.
Come on, Snoop. He couldn't do that after setting the tone like that.
He might be here, but you're thinking about me.
He got pushed right down there with Mary. I pushed your ass right to the bottom. You did that shit.
Hey.
Nah.
Hey, he still would have been sea walking, guy.
Get your ass down there with
thinking
her, nigga.
About me.
That was a good one.
You used to practice in the mirror, huh?
I mean, you know.
You kind of killed that.
Hey, look, if he watched the halftime show, he seen 15 minutes of practice. Snoop was getting it in, boy. I was like, man, this nigga literally did the whole show, man.
Say he wasn't supposed to do that, I heard.
It is what it is. It's California. What you going to do?
Shit.
He wasn't supposed to hit that blunt up there either, but you know what? Hey.
I missed the blunt.
Hey,
I missed the blunt.
Oh,
bro.
You
got
to go to Twitter, bro. Go to Twitter, bro.
It was right before they started. Huh?
Right before you hit the stage, they were going up the steps. And you know how you try to take that last. You know the last. I I mean, so I heard it went like that.
So I heard allegedly. Hell to the no, boy.
So shout out to the pimp, pimp.
Hey man, goddamn, that was my first form of celebration of Pimp C.
Shout out to Pimp C.
You know, like R-R-P. I'm saying these today because these two, they were kind of special to me, and I hate they died off. The next one is Nipsey Hussle. Mm. Shit.
Biggest influences from Pimp and Slim.
Oh man,
getting they flowers today,
bro. Like Nipsey was different. Like I tell people, I think to me he was the most. He was the next best thing to me.
He was a lot. You don't want to give him that credit.
You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like he carried on what Pac couldn't.
How can you not, though? How can you not?
Because
it's just like the GOAT situation.
Everybody, yeah, you just don't want to give him credit. It's like you don't even have to agree that LeBron is better than Mike Jordan. But you can see what people say, okay, I can compare him. Like, nah, he ain't. Like, this man was on the same path that Pac was on.
Yeah,
he just, his time was cut short.
It was cut short. He just was able to do more business-wise.
So XXX get that credit more than Nip do?
With the younger generation, that's what they saying. You know what I'm saying?
Look at the disconnect.
It is. Everybody want to listen to Nip until he died. You get what I'm saying?
But the impact
that he had on not only the city that he was in, but the world, bro. I felt like he made the fucking world stop.
For a moment, you know what I'm saying?
Because he was like internationally known, and like the shit that he always spit, it wasn't always about the gang shit, bro. He pretty much showed you can do that shit and still be something great, be prolific. You know what I'm saying?
And that changed over time.
It did.
Nipsey's evolution was crazy.
Crazy. But you know what? No matter whenever he got on that camera, bro, he was always talking that knowledgeable shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he was just
Yeah, that's you that's know real. What I'm saying? That's real.
Like that's one thing I can always give him. He was very knowledgeable. And like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been my Cali partner got down. They put me on him like 2012. My favorite song by him is Ocean Views.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like he man. When he died, bro, I was just like, fuck, bro. It's fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just real messed up out here right now.
Dylan, you got a favorite?
What was that? 50 niggas?
50 niggas.
Y'all think I'm new? Y'all think I'm new?
You heard that shit they were talking on the beginning of that thing? Come on, bro.
Yeah. You got a lot of records, though. It's kind of hard to choose just one.
A lot of people don't know it's in there. You right, Bills. You right, bro.
I fuck with Mailbox Money.
Mailbox Money. That's what they come out for. 50 niggas. That's what they come out for. Bro. Mailbox Money was different. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, he had songs like Bigger Than Life. You know what I'm saying? He was pretty much if you just listen to it, man, and dissect the songs, he already knew what his fate was going to be probably eventually. He knew what the possibility was, but he still wanted to get that knowledge out there, man. And, like, that's what we got to try to do these days because he was actually, he grew up, you know, in that gang shit, but he was actually preaching positivity. You know what I'm saying? How many people can really say that they've been doing that?
That's real. That's you know what I'm saying? We gone. Hey man.
Y'all gotta see what behind the scenes.
She felt that. It got louder.
But shit, at the same time, they wasn't really trying to understand what Pac was either. And that's why I was trying to compare it to him, bro. Cause like Nipsey actually showed you that you can do that shit from the ground up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like that was my appreciation for him. And I appreciate the music that he made because hell, I feel like the marathon must continue. What did it say? Hindsight always 2020.
Mm-hmm.
See? But Bills, no.
He be on it.
He be on it. Shout out to all y'all for tuning in, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man. When Nipsey died, bro, that was one of the ones I was like, fuck. I hope he survived that shit because I know these niggas get shit. But when I heard how many times he got shot, I was like, fuck. Fuck.
It was also set up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the crazy part, he was supposed to go meet with the city the next day.
People who always got something to say. The Dr. Sebi documentary, exactly. People forgot about. Yeah, that was also supposed to be happening.
See, he was gonna do that. They were like, hey, nigga, you can move a little bit. You can't move too much, though.
I wasn't big on that prior to his
back. See, that's what we saying, but it's cool, though. Like, just to listen to it now, yeah, that means something big, because I think there's a lot more people got, like, let's just be honest, bro. After you get locked up or you die, people gonna listen to you anyway.
To see what you was, what the hoopla is about.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I can agree with that too, because I didn't listen until, I was waiting on a Nip album. That's what I was waiting on. So when I heard Victory, I was like, oh my God.
Hey, that man said that shit was gonna be like the next Thriller, bro.
Yeah.
What he said, not preaching, he was teaching through with his music, laying the blueprint, and being the big labels at
every song. Man, every song.
That's another problem.
And see, that's another thing, bro. Like, the nigga sold his album for what it was, $100
an album.
$100 an album, bro. Mm. Nobody done that shit before that. You know what I'm saying?
And that thing flew. That's what made me a fan. Is he really going to – let me see what that little nigga going to do. And that thing went.
Bro, that shit went. Jay-Z, I think he purchased like $10,000 worth, bro.
Fuck Jay-Z.
Yeah. That's what we –
Switch up? Switch up?
No, I'm going to tell you. It was business.
Let's talk about it.
It was business.
Let's talk about it. Go ahead, Phil.
Here we go.
Let's
y'all had to be behind the scenes.
right.
Was it not business? Yeah, was that not a business move? Man. Was that not a business move?
He's about putting it on the hood.
That's not always a good thing, no, Dylan. You say that.
I'm saying it like what it is. I've never said every business move is a good move, but it is what it is. When you start knowing that business is bigger than feelings, you're going to realize a lot more people are doing things for personal intent, especially when money's involved. It's business.
That was fire.
That pussy is business also.
Yes, it is. Shit, the first business ever created.
That's marriage.
Yeah, Bill, you're right.
I said something wrong.
I gotta find a flame.
Why is that fire? Is marriage not business?
It's very much so.
All right.
Yes, the second business that was ever created. Niggas was... niggas was selling pussy.
It begins. Dun dun dun.
Not only can I sell the pussy, I can sell the woman to you. I got it.
Oh, you just took it to a whole nother level.
Shit. Man, look, y'all don't read y'all.
Never mind. You gonna bring Christ into this? Yeah, you see how it is to just take it to another level.
Hey man, but I just had to do them celebrations.
Yeah,
man.
You
know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Pimp T, R.I.P. to Nipsey, man.
Neighborhood Nip.
Y'all forever.
Pimp Pimps.
Be remembered, never forgotten, man. Thank y'all for the knowledge y'all gave and here the lesson y'all teach. Ha! Now, nigga. Let me get to some of these goddamn flowers, man. Fuck you mean. Want you to feel me while I'm on your mind, give you some of the reminisce and think about until next time.
I'm just look at this man came back with shades on.
Yeah, he's Blade now.
Daywalker.
Terminator.
And my nigga don't got his hoodie today.
God damn it.
Nah, I don't. I don't.
I am looking for Sarah Connor.
My ears are cold.
I'll be back.
Come with me if you want to live.
see what you did, Dylan. Took the shades off. Took the fucking shades off. It's all right, pimp. It's all right, bro.
Nah, man. I just
it's all right, man.
But,
oh, no.
Day Day the Vampire Hunter. Oh, shit. You know what? Fuck it. Let me put
him
back on.
I told you not. You see what you did, man?
I didn't do that.
You dog.
I didn't even do that.
Oh my God.
I like that. I like that.
That was slick. That was slick.
Oh, you know I'm coming for your ass.
That was slick, though.
I like that. That nigga said, "Data is a vampire, huh?" That nigga said, "I got a blade in my pocket."
Oh, man.
That was slick.
That line set you up.
How the hell I knew what he was going to say? You talk about an alley.
You set him up. You set him up.
He seen it coming.
I'm just saying.
You caught it, right?
I did. I'm telling you, I didn't know.
That's a double. That's a double. That's a double.
Look, that man alley-ooped the ball to himself. I'm telling you, man.
He pulled some LeBron shit.
Yeah, he pulled some LeBron James shit, man. And right. Travel with
oh
it.
Oh my God.
I get in that. But for the first flower, man, I'm going to do it on Money Man.
Good selection.
Man, what can I say about that nigga right there?
Working.
What can't you say that about that? Yeah, right, facts. Now, facts. That's a good word.
He's working. You know what I'm saying? I say this, after he bought himself out, what was that, Cash Money? Mm-hmm. That motherfucker never looked back, man. Happy belated birthday to Money Man also, man. He's a great artist. Great influencer. That's one thing he can always... You can always say about Money Man, too. He ain't greedy about his shit, bro. He'll try to teach you the game before he sit up there and try to run it on you.
Man, he got 1,000 videos that's teaching you the game.
That's teaching you the fucking game.
On how to make it in this shit.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Grow your own plants. All that shit, bro. Like, when you got a person like that, bro, you got to appreciate them. You know what I'm saying? Because even to this day, bro, he's still giving out game. Hell, go listen to LLC. You know what I'm saying?
I just heard that one.
Like my boy, Kenny Dent, what up, bro? He kept me on Money Man. Like he was like, bro, you gotta listen to this nigga. I was like, yeah, just Atlanta nigga. That's all I thought.
So he from here? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it so much.
Yeah, and then like when he would cab Money, bro, I was like, yeah. You know how I feel about that? I was like, yeah, but like I just thought they were gonna throw him up under the goddamn. But that man, after he bought himself out of that contract, bro, that man has never stopped working,
and he don't follow regular and traditions say like this the formula you got to follow
exactly
to make it. That's what I respect.
He's showing he walking the path, and he's showing you the sauce to see if you want to do that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And he always it's up to you whether you gonna do it. You know what I'm saying. He like Nipsey, bro. He giving you the blueprint. What you gonna do with it?
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, the best thing about him, he has a young crowd, too. You know what I'm saying? So I think he has the power to touch a younger crowd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I got my glasses on for the nigga Money Man. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all nigga talking shit. Nigga, stay with some goddamn dark glasses on, nigga.
This is cool.
No, it was Day the Vampire. Huh?
Oh, you know what God. I'm saying?
Why are you mad at the people in the room and nobody in the room said shit?
You gonna get a room energy? Oh shit! You got a lot of energy for the studio.
For y'all niggas at the table, just in case y'all didn't know.
Damn, bro.
Y'all lied. Damn.
It wasn't towards y'all.
I didn't even. Oh,
it was for
my bad. I'm just saying.
That's my partner that said it, so he knows. I'm
just saying when you usually turn to the TV to let them know you're talking to them. You kind of look our
gonna,
way.
He gonna turn up today.
No,
he gonna
turn. Look at the TV. I look at the camera.
He gonna turn up today.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, man. Shout out to Money Man.
It's the pimp. Y'all been waiting for today.
Yeah, this.
Shout out to Money Man, bro.
Go listen to him and learn.
Hey man, go check out some Money Man music, bro.
Any video, bro.
You gonna learn something.
Damn, man. The music.
Just go YouTube Money Man and watch anything that he put up, bro. I guarantee you gonna learn something about life and music, nigga.
Somebody gonna take out a loan today that's gonna change their life.
Trying to tell you, boy.
Listening to that.
Trying
nigga.
To tell you, boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Money Man though. In the mix, flowers.
We got
the real go to comedy.
Oh,
motherfucking Dave!
Must
Chappelle.
Be Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle
must be old what? David himself.
David,
niggas, what?
Hell,
we've given this man plenty of flowers. This actually took too
y'all
long.
Calling me?
No, we yes.
Y'all call my name.
He's gotten flowers before he's gotten flowers.
Hey, but like look, any,
on this show, I'm just
look. Anytime the comedy subject comes up. His name comes up, bro. I mean, you can't like that.
How can you not? Though?
But like nobody in comedy has ever been able to move as freely as Dave Chappelle has. Just think about that. As big as Kevin Hart is.
What about Cat?
No. Not as freely as Kevin. I mean, not as freely.
Oh, they got more freedom than Cat.
They set Cat down for a second. They set him down for a small second.
Yeah, okay.
But then again, Cat set himself
down.
He did
set himself down. Yeah.
Beat up that little big ass 15-year-old.
No, he got his ass beat his by ass that beat. Big ass 15-year-old.
Yeah, some big ass kids. That man had
it. It actually went the opposite.
That man had the penis.
Cat trying to lust the live version. Yeah, like, nigga, we know he beat your ass.
He was big. No shit. That's a problem.
That's the thing. Like, Dave Chappelle been
avoiding that. He was
still a kid.
that's
the thing.
We can't act like he wasn't the kid.
You
Steve,
trying
nigga.
To fool us. See, that Zion thing. Williams ain't beat your ass, nigga.
Comedy Central tried Dave, hence why he left. See, that's another thing, bro. How many black people, I ain't gonna say niggas, how many black people do you know gonna leave that much money?
The real niggas. Not too many.
But look at Comedy Central now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Are they still going? They might still be going.
They still going.
They're
but
doing
guess
good.
What? They ain't got no Dave Chappelle, so... They tried that Key and Peele bullshit.
They don't got nobody of his caliber anyway, though.
They never will, bro. That's why, like, when you a 101, there'll never be another.
Yeah, they fucked up. They fucked that one up.
You know what I'm saying? When he came back, he got more money out of goddamn Netflix.
Mm. And he about to do, just got signed on for like a few more specials.
Yes.
So it's more coming.
More coming with Netflix.
There's one coming this year, though.
I think he got some inked in with Earthquake. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I don't know, bro. We finna see something big, man. Like this, Big Move Dave, man.
This the GOAT.
Real live GOAT.
This is the GOAT.
You know Netflix announces 4 new Dave Chappelle comedy specials.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing your thing.
Ain't got no dates.
Keep doing your thing.
Well, they're in production.
Okay.
Keep doing your thing, Dave.
We support you, man.
You are the GOAT.
Hold up, niggas got his back.
Chappelle will also headline a performance at Hollywood Bowl, Netflix Los Angeles-based comedy festival. Netflix is a joke, which gets underway April 28th. So, filming that event is April 28th, probably a month or two after that.
Come on, man.
Damn, you think it'd be that quick?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
A month or two?
Yeah, they're going to get that shit out there.
Yeah, they're going to get that shit
out there. That man's still hot.
Yeah,
he is.
Dave Chappelle don't take long to do shit. I think he just wake up and just goddamn take a shit.
I thought he said he was going to take a while, though. So that's why I'm saying
that. Hey, man, if they wasn't paying, he probably would have.
I said, so, Dave. We heard you said you're going to take
that money talk, huh?
I'm not even going to say it.
It's business.
It's cool, man. Yeah, I got you.
He want to be Hov so bad. You want to put a Hov suit on?
I don't know.
So goddamn bad.
I wouldn't want to be Hov.
You Hannibal. Do. Die line and it's cool. It's cool.
Dry ass funny as hell. Fuck Hannibal. Fuck Hannibal.
He said Hannibal. Who said
that nigga Bill, bro. He said, oh, man. Hannibal.
No, we can't fuck with
fuck Hannibal. Fuck Hannibal Burrs, bro. I'm sitting there watching that documentary, bro. That nigga the reason all that fire got put up on the bill, bro. Like,
so you do look like the owl from the Tootsie Roll commercial. Snow owl head.
Hey, that nigga Hannibal is dry as fuck though.
Oh man.
That nigga melancholy like a motherfucker. You know, they asked me why I want chips.
Okay, did anybody like him before this though?
No.
Like for real?
No.
Okay. So he in there with D. Ray Davis?
Oh, no. You just can't let up on D-Ray Davis.
I'm sorry.
JB Smooth, right?
JB Smooth. Lil Duval.
No, I don't even think Duval funny.
That's my point. That's the point.
Hey, man. Like I said.
D-Ray slipped, though.
Hey, until I seen the meat shit.
He said,
we got the golden ticket.
Look at you on fire, boy.
We were talking about the GOAT Dave Chappelle. That's who the hell we talking about. All these other niggas are irrelevant. Nobody worry about that shit.
We've given Dave plenty of flowers.
Yeah, we have.
This took too long.
Yeah, it did. I had to get them females out the way, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that didn't go over well.
If thanks to you.
Saying had to get him out the way.
No. Okay. I had to show the beautiful lady some love in the month of love, bro. That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Delivery is everything, brother.
I understand that, but anybody that really know me know how much I love women, so you wouldn't take that the wrong way.
Okay.
I misworded some shit.
They didn't get that from Dot Line at all.
Because if I would have said it, boy.
You said it. That's what I'm saying. You said it,
though. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes from Dot Line, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be me. Be better,
don't
brother.
Don't be me.
Dad'll be pimping.
Only thing I said, I had to get the ladies out the way.
He probably is the most calm nigga on the show.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
shockingly.
I said I had to get these bitches out the way. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get real nigga. I just had to get the ladies out the way. That was actually supposed to be me.
I thought that was going to be me. I'm pretty sure y'all thought it was going to be me, too.
Fuck that. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Moving on.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle. And him more than 5 minutes, nigga.
Shit, Dave got 6 episodes. Shit. Fire. Boom. I'm on fire. God damn it.
Fire.
Let's get it.
Okay.
He has been. We in here. Okay.
That nigga's the damn third member of Pimp
Talk. He's the man for real.
If we could pull that shit, I'm not working ever again. If we could pull Dave Chappelle and his nigga, I'm not ever working again.
Okay.
Ever again.
Retiring,
nigga.
He ain't gonna give a shit, though. Okay. You know that, right?
And you know he a hip-hop head. Get on the album.
Yeah, I just need some time to think.
Let us make the album. Let us make the album for the special. Let us do it.
Just let her get on there, bro. I appreciate that. Hell, I'll take the mentorship, hell.
I'll take that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a lot of these niggas failed to realize, bro. When we be talking about a lot of these people that we really, like, fans of and shit, bro, we'll take mentorship, like, goddamn, under 3 stacks. Most definitely would take some mentorship. And, bro, you ain't got to make no music. Just like, what's the sauce?
With him, man, just give me a conversation.
Yeah, bro. Could you imagine how dope that shit would be?
Damn the mentorship. I'm going to get to that later. You know, by the end of this convo, I'm going to get to that. But I just need to talk to this nigga.
Yeah, bro. Help get the mental right.
You know what I'm saying?
Help get the mental right.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. That was fire.
No, bro, I try to learn something from it, though.
I see what you did, though, man. So we finna get into it now.
Yeah, the topic of today is get your mental right. It ain't get your mind right. It's get your mental right. Because you can get your mind right and your mental still be fucked up.
Talk about it.
You know? Like, when the show came on, y'all heard our song, Time to Think. You know what I'm saying? The purpose for that, because the real meaning behind that shit, what made me come up with that was what I said, bro. Men suffer in silence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many times have we asked each other, you good? What our answer is, shit, about as good as it gonna get. About as good as it gonna be.
We suffer in silence more,
you know,
I think.
What I'm saying?
I think so.
Like, come on, bro, you think about it. Chris Rock said that shit, man.
Yeah.
Women, children, and dogs get love unconditionally.
Damn, not dogs too.
Yes.
Only men get love with conditions, though, bro. And then think about this, nigga. A dog life is worth more than ours at this point. Just think about that shit. See how fucked up it is?
Yeah.
That's just a part of the stupid shit we be having to deal with that we probably don't even talk about. You get what I'm saying? But, like, men, we have to normalize, like, some kind of way of getting this shit out, bro.
I think, that's kind of the problem, trying to normalize it all, right? Just keeping that shit locked in.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I would encourage everybody to go get therapy, man. Yeah. At least once.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Have your therapy session. Talk to somebody. Get that shit out. A stranger is better than somebody you know, too, because they ain't got no reason to judge you.
True.
They don't know you from a can of paint. So, you know what I'm saying? They, like, a stranger is the best advice from anybody because they gonna give you the real. They don't know you.
Right. That's just like, we can talk to each other all day. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, like, but you come from a place that we fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Sometimes you need that ear that don't know you.
Yeah, right.
I get
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? But we have to normalize goddamn talking or something, bro. We can't just keep holding this shit in because that shit build up.
You know, when you explode.
And it's horrible, bro. It's
gonna look like a Godzilla experiment.
And, like, just think about it. How many calm-ass people have you seen? And then when they go see Red, it's the worst.
No turning back. But see, at that point, you done said damn near all the wrong shit.
Yeah.
But you been internalizing that shit, too.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Like, but like, is that shit right though that we sit up there and hold that shit in? Like,
nah,
that,
bro. Nah, it's not. It's not healthy. It's like not healthy for nobody.
I was thinking about that, like how we sit up there and just be like, shit, as good as it gonna get. I'm like, why the fuck is that a norm?
That's the norm, you right? That just like, come out. That
like, why is that?
It start with changing the mental.
It do. You know what I'm saying? And like trying to find ways to get your mental right, bro.
Do things to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk to people, man. Talk to people. Y'all need that. Everybody. Wale was trying to preach this message too.
True. And they shot him down.
And they shot him down like he was fucking. And that should be more talked about.
They talked about him being a sensitive emo nigga when he started to try to ride into that topic.
Right.
And he is a little bit of an emo guy.
He can be a bit throwed off.
But I fucks with him because he's an artist.
Yeah. He's actually a dope artist, man.
He's an artist.
You know what I'm saying? And he know what it's like to go through that depression and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people fail to realize, man. Most people that just focus on what they have are happy. You know what I'm saying? When you focus on what others have and what you don't have, that's when you tend to be unhappy because you always chasing something that you really don't really need. Just think about it, bro. How many people fuck up something that they really need and they like chasing something that they want right now? Just think about that shit, bro.
That's fire. I got another question. I got a better question for that.
What that?
Does happiness keep you stagnant?
Woof. Sheesh. Man, you know what I'm saying? We try to make you laugh on top of giving you some game and teaching you some knowledgeable shit and try to inspire. But laughter to me is the most important part. If y'all see, that's what we do every time. Hell, laughing is the most healthiest thing that you can do. You know what I'm saying?
It can brighten up a fucked up ass day.
That's like the trick to comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
People laugh at your pain.
But, well, okay, that was fire.
Ball. Like, for real, though, bro.
He slid it.
That was a slide. See,
that was a slide.
Oh, we deep in the middle, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That was a slide.
This on some real shit, bro. Like, just think about how much fucked up shit these people. Like, okay, let me give you an example. Nigga, I told people, like, my grandmama tried to walk to Atlanta. Okay? You know how many niggas laughed at me throughout my whole life, even you doing it now? It's okay. It's okay.
I tried not to.
But like, exactly. Prime example, nigga. I had to deal with that shit my whole life, bro.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Where was she at?
In Columbus, my hometown.
She did this on foot?
Boy.
Yes, nigga. So yeah.
What?
Yeah, nigga. Laugh at my pain.
Where was she?
she was trying to come and see her son.
Okay.
My daddy brother. That's what she said.
Okay.
And like after that, ain't never been the same. You know what I'm saying?
See, you didn't. You left that part of the story out.
Yeah, but I don't have. any grand. I haven't had any grandparents in years.
You gotta start with that.
No, nigga.
You gotta start with that.
I told her how I was supposed to tell. Did you see how a nigga gonna react to it?
My grandma just felt like walking to Atlanta one day. What?
See?
What does that mean?
See? Yeah.
But that's why I asked, because I'm like, okay, did she have a goal in mind? Like, you ain't gonna tell me she just got up the house.
But
it's I'm walking.
No. But you see, it's the difference in the delivery. If I had to start how you said it, you wouldn't allow them, right? Okay, then. Laugh at my pain.
That's the joke you wanted? What?
But no, bro. I'm just saying, like, nigga, that was an example, nigga.
I'm just talking shit, man. I'm just talking shit.
But you get
this
what
don't
I'm
went
saying.
Somewhere.
But you get what I'm saying, though, right?
I'm with you, bro.
Cut your hand, nigga.
Grandma just felt like walking.
But, like, let's just be real. People make time for things they love. I don't give a fuck how busy you is.
Point blank. That's the realest shit somebody ever told me.
Point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? So if you chasing behind somebody and they're not making the time for you, then like,
you know what it is. You should know what it is.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? We got so many people that just stay loyal to the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? Some people might be more loyal to their vices than they are to you. It don't matter whether they're drinking, drugs, whatever the fuck it might be. You know what I'm saying? Some relationships last longer than human relationships. Just think about that shit, man.
That was deep.
Get the mental right, man.
You gotta think about that one.
Hey man, I'm just, bro, you know how I do this shit, bro. I just be,
damn,
I'm just always observing shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I really want to help people.
No, we for real, like that's just real, man, because it's needed with everything that goes on in your everyday life, even if you have made what you call success.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You know what be fucked up, bro? Like the people that sit up there and check on everybody all the time, get your mental right, laugh sometime. Everything ain't meant to be so goddamn serious. Everybody ain't real like that. Hell, take a break from yourself sometimes.
That's real. Just take a break, man, from your fucking self.
You know, like a lot of people always on the move and shit, don't ever sit their ass down. You need some time to think. That's what you need.
Hey ladies. Just a message from the men. You know, we always go through shit too. We just ain't got that escape like y'all do. We just deal with our shit in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me tell you.
On the daily, I'm thinking about my son and the ways of the world that we live in. And I'm just blessed to see another fucking day. And every year I'm welcome into Thanksgiving. That shit that like therapy. Losing my family, only thing scaring me. Plus me showing emotion is a motherfucking rarity. Because the ways of the world, the girl and the kids and the women get love unconditionally. But we get love with conditions. Oh yeah, let me go mention, when it come to this life, it ain't no room to go venting. We was raised to work hard. Let Lord be my witness. That's my mentality. Every day I get up and I go get it. It's like the weight of the world, but really like the universe. You wanna be Superman, but you gotta be human first. I'm praying for the best, but I'm prepared for the worst. But the weight is coming, you already know what's coming first.
I just need some time to think. I ain't cheating, I ain't drinking, I ain't smoking. I'm just riding and I'm coasting and I'm thinking about this everyday life. No matter what, baby, everything gonna be alright. I just need some time to think. I just need some time to think.
Look, there's tension between us that's bittersweet. Far past little leagues and nobody to intercede. But it's not needed, and I don't have hard feelings to harbor. And I didn't go to Harvard. With that being said, I felt like you would get ahead in this life before making it harder. But I see your son on the book and him without a father. He isn't mine, an area we ain't explored. I would have been armored, not condom, but shield and sword. Ready for war to take on the world with you both. It's none of my business, now I pray this'll give hope. And if you hear it, wow. Do you reminisce, reflect on what could have been? Rejected my affections for you in thin water, trying to swim. I drown in sorrow, hoping you recover me. Basking in my qualms, praying the Lord would come for me. But now that I can't fuck with you, it's all good. Now I rest assured and I see you was never the one to comfort me.
I just need some time to think. I ain't cheating, I ain't drinking, I ain't smoking. I'm just riding and I'm coasting and I'm thinking about this everyday life. No matter what, baby, everything gonna be alright. I just need some time to think. I just need some time to think.
Homie, Young Be the Truth, Pimp the Swim, man. Time to think, man. Y'all go check that out on all platforms, man.
Please
go check it. That's how I die. Get your mental right, people. Get your mental right.
There's nothing wrong with therapy. All right, don't let nobody discourage you from trying that shit. There's nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Men, we have to talk. We like, cause it's getting worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to talk, whether to each other or to a therapist, bro. We have to, or find ways to deal with this shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always about going to smoke, going to drink, or going to do no stupid shit. Sometimes you just really need that time to yourself.
Bulge in your vices.
Yeah, it ain't.
Take more than that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, just think about it. When you get drunk and when you get fucked up, you still got to come back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I'm saying? At some point.
Yeah, it ain't always about goddamn going to get fucked up.
Is it? What can Brown do for you? Fuck y'all talking about.
That was fine.
And I thought that was tea. Hey.
Hit a seed. My enemies.
Lord.
Good God, boy. Not even on a serious note, can it be a serious note?
Hey, we good though.
Oh man.
We good, God, though. We got it all.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Gosh darn it.
The next thing I want to bring up, I know my niece was talking about this last time.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to my niece, because she was like a stronghold on this bitch last time. Like,
she got a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, she do. At a young age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one of the ones that she, after I talked about Deontay Wright, one of the ones that she wanted me to bring up was Vincent Truitt. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember that name also, Vincent Truitt. You know what I'm saying? I actually did my research and I watched the video. And, like, he had no chance. He had no chance. You know what I'm saying? His friend got out the driver's side of the car. They had the passenger side pinned in, so he had to get out on the driver's side. Damn near soon as he stepped up out of that car and took off running, bro.
Ba-ba! So I watched it. Did they ever find out what the fuck was in his hand?
No. You seen, if you watched it like I did, it was a blur. And then his partner was like, yeah, he had a gun that night.
Yeah, but he's saying that because now he the only one left type shit. Yeah, I get it.
But who's to say he ain't had that bitch? He threw that motherfucker over there. You get what I'm saying?
And we don't know what was in his hand.
And then I say in the video, even after they shot him, he was like, why'd you shoot me? He was like, you had a gun you put out. He's like, no, I didn't. Sitting on the ground, bro. Shot twice in the back. And you still have no balls to ask them folks that shit, bro.
I hate he ran.
Let me see what we could pull up here.
I hate he ran too, bro. I don't know the real reason, because the other people that was in the car ain't moved. They was just talk. But like when you dealing with Cobb County, bro.
And from the past, it's from the past. Like, I don't get why he did that. I like not to not be insensitive. I hate he did that part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because that makes this shit even more harder, because we don't know what was in his hand based off of footage,
right?
And you know they not gonna tell us if it was something in his hand or not anyway. So
if you sit up there and look at the footage after how them folk were talking about that shit, bro, like,
let's see what we got going on here.
Yeah, he dapped him up.
Cobb County police chase a stolen car with multiple suspects inside. After striking the car several times with multiple pit maneuvers, police cars box in the stolen car. We can see Vincent Truitt in the passenger seat. First the driver bails, then Truitt. You hear two shots off camera. Here's another view. You can see an officer chasing the driver when Truitt climbs out. Truitt was shot in the back as he ran away less than 2 seconds after he got out of the car. There were no commands before the gunfire. Officers immediately did CPR to try to save his life.
The gunshot wound, they said he had a bullet.
He tried to like pull a gun. I don't know if he got any rounds off or not.
Boy,
Dominic.
Good job, man. Okay. He had the firearm. Where is it at?
A silver .40 caliber handgun was found feet from Truitt's body. Was he holding it before he was shot? The officer's body camera is too blurry.
That's when I observe a pistol in his hand, and then that's when I discharge my firearm.
There is something in Truitt's right hand, but even the GBI's enhanced still frames show just a shape.
These police body cameras are automatic. They adjust themselves depending on the lighting conditions. That can change the shutter speed
and
the way they capture motion. For example, this...
I don't want to need here no more.
You straight, bro. Like, you got the point across, bro. Like, come on, man. Come on, bro. What kind of gun you seen shake like that, man? And then, like, 2 seconds after you jump out the fucking car, like, he never had a chance. But you know what's fucked up?
He did.
If you flip the fucking narrative, they're going to take him in peacefully. With the gun.
Rittenhouse chilling.
Man, fuck him, too. Trying to sue everybody for talking bad about him. How the fuck is he a hero now?
There's footage of him at a bar, Rittenhouse, with the police, and they're celebrating him like they're doing some kind of introduction into the giving him drinks.
Yeah, bro.
It's on YouTube. Go look at it. Look for it.
It's fucked up out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker kills somebody and like he's a fucking hero. But like, come on, man. That shit that we just watched, that shit's sad, bro. And it's fucked up because it keeps happening. And just like we said last week, after a while, you keep seeing this shit, you just become numb to it.
Like, they get normalized.
You know what I'm saying? That man caught no repercussions behind none of that shit. And you seen how them folk were talking about that shit, bro.
And he...
Come on, bro.
I hate he ran, too.
But as soon as he stepped out that car, he never had a chance. That police was reaching for that gun before he even got out the car, homie.
They was already aggressive about how they was trying to bring the car. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's
these niggas making us work for it. Oh, yeah. It was going to end bad anyway, bro. You know what I'm saying? But Vincent Truitt, man, we just keep the name alive, man, because this.
Yeah. Homeboy snitched on him. Yeah, like it was gonna save him.
Like it was gonna save him, but it's like Nino said, man, I'm dying, nigga. Yeah, you can throw it on me. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. You know, that just like that shit with LBG Duck. They saying goddamn Von ordered the hit. Mm. What can a dead person do? This on some real shit, bro.
Another rapper just got killed, didn't he?
Heard about it. I forgot who it was, though.
Yeah, Snooty.
Snooty, that's who it was.
Snooty Wild. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Snooty Wild, too.
Yep.
The rap shit. Crazy. Rap shit getting out of hand.
Man, all this shit out of hand, bro. All this shit getting out of hand.
Podcasting is a good lane.
It's safe. It's more safe than you know. Than others.
I know, right?
Yeah. We'll say that. You just get popped in studio too. But yeah, you know.
You just get sued over here. Goddamn. Cardi B just got paid.
You said, what about me, bitch?
So she just won one, huh?
Stupid. Yeah, she won one. Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Hold up.
Cardi just won what?
Cardi B.
Cardi just secured another bag. All right.
Yeah.
Vince Chu would have lied on. No, she won that lawsuit against Chick. Chick was laughing at her saying that she ain't got no money to pay.
Tasha K.
Yeah, she ain't got no money to pay.
Yeah, Tasha K, a blogger, YouTube podcaster. Cardi got $4 million out that motherfucker.
Damn. Sheesh.
How much is that she really gonna get?
Press. It's a motherfucker.
That was fire right there.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That was fire.
This
right
was
now,
supposed
man.
To be about Vincent. Well, sorry, Vince.
You flying like her and YG.
You quick with it.
Where we go?
The
slide.
Double, boy. Woo! That was fire.
That was fire. Right
now. Keep the name alive, man. Yeah. Let's try and paint the narrative. Let's deal with our fucking issues before we start trying to deal with other issues.
Mm. That's why we need stories.
Mm. And
nigga, we had a song for this topic right here, but we couldn't do it.
You want to talk about why?
Fuck Jay.
No. I fucks with the homie,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Fuck Jay Z.
They ain't going trying to save him. But we had a song going in.
Y'all ain't heard the mixtape with the fuck Jay Z and Lil Wayne said?
We couldn't use it because we used the store. We used the, what's that, it's OJ shit?
Nah, I just brought it back. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
I know he was there.
I know what you're talking about.
He was off the porch.
Ain't nobody worried about that shit. I wanted to use the old story of OJ.
He's heating up.
I wanted to use the story of OJ. We couldn't use that because, you know, that big look nigga won't let us do it on the podcast.
Not dialing.
You want to clarify he ain't talking about me?
Oh, no. Dialing just a cock blocker.
Oh.
Like, no, we can't do it. I'm like, why? You know, Jay-Z got me. Fuck Jay-Z. This is for a message right here. We ain't gonna talk about that, man. Fuck that.
He just don't want to get fined, bro.
Man,
that's all.
It's all good. We rock with you, so I ain't even gonna bring it up. I'm gonna fuck that nigga. For real, bro. Cause see, it preached a message. It's these folks' agendas, nigga.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is what they want.
You want to rap it?
No, I ain't finna rap that shit.
You can freestyle.
I'm gonna do acapella, goddamn. I'm gonna brag into acapella next week. Okay. That's what we're gonna do.
Acapella next week.
Fuck that bullshit. Yeah, we're gonna do the acapella of that shit, man.
Shit.
This is the motherfucking story. You're black.
Oh, we going there.
For real, hey, bro.
Live from the basement.
Hey, man.
Fire song, though, for real, for real. I love the song. Even first time I heard it, I was like, yo. Y'all did that shit?
Y'all would love it if y'all.
It's all good. We're going to drop that bitch on YouTube in a minute. I'm tired of this shit. Y'all got to hear this shit now, bro. We got to get this shit out.
It's a lot coming.
Me.
I know it don't seem like it, but it's a lot coming.
So now we most definitely got to drop that goddamn, y'all call him Cover, we call him Jack for Beats. Cause now I'm on their ass.
Boom!
Fuck that bullshit.
I'll take a heart.
God damn it.
Now, you man, he been on fire. Since we walked in.
Yeah. The second I said I can't play the song. For what? Man, fuck that nigga Jay-Z. Well.
See, I missed that part.
Oh, yeah.
Let's reiterate.
It's a shame when Kim K.
Talk about it.
Release more prisoners than who? Him and Meek Mill. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Combined.
But it's a business.
It is.
They teamed up.
Yeah.
It's a
business that leaves the niggas behind.
I never said it was good business.
Ooh,
come on, bro.
I never said it was good business.
I'm done. Boy, that should be something for next week.
Yeah. No, we got 30
leaves
minutes.
Niggas Whoa. Behind?
We got 30 minutes.
No.
We here now.
Ooh.
Quicksand.
Leave niggas behind segment? Oh my God.
We're going to save that one for last.
Oh, we're going to call you industry niggas all the way out.
I want to bring up this other thing also. Because, you know, I got a couple females that actually tune in to this thing, man, and they be giving me input. It's this story that broke, like, I want to say February 12th. But you know, when it's involving black people or black women, they tend to just, if somebody go missing or somebody get hurt, you hear about it and then it just gets swept away.
Mm-hmm.
February 12th, there was an unidentified female, possibly a teenager that was found in East Point, so I think on Ben Hill Road or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Need help identifying them, man. Because just after I read the story, that shit, it was horrible. She died from blunt force trauma. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know. They think her age is somewhere between 14 and 17. They say when they found her necklace, she had a pendant on it that said 2005. And she had a ankle bracelet that said Wicked. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that has seen the article or the sketch, y'all try to make sure y'all try to get that body identified, because that is sad. Because one thing that I did notice when I was just in life coming up, the most unprotected people in the world are the black female. You know what I'm saying? The black females go through so much. You wouldn't believe how many of my homegirls and had family members that, and, you know what I'm saying, did some foul shit.
Let me see what we got. Because you shared the article, so.
Yeah.
That's real, too.
If we can just get that sketch out there, man.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. I got you,
but like, that's just on some real shit, bro. That's real, too. The most unprotected people are the black women, bro.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, so this is what we got. Emergency workers responded just after midnight this past Saturday to a home in the 2200 block of Ben Hill Road near East Point Fire Station 4. Police said that the young woman was later pronounced dead. This is the picture of the young lady, a sketch drawing.
Somebody child, bro. Somebody daughter.
The GBI sketch shows a teen found dead beside East Point home on the morning of February 12, 2022, an autopsy determined she died from blunt force trauma. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation forensics artist created a sketch of the young woman, believed to be a teenager, to try to determine her identity. Police investigate after the body was found beside the vacant home along Ben Hill Road, East Point, blah, 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 blah. Police said that she was wearing a gold necklace that said 2005 and an anklet with the word Wicked.
Okay, investigators said the teen was killed and then dumped at the home.
That shit's sad, bro.
And this is the place.
That shit's sad, man.
Police do not have suspect motive. Anyone who could recognize the young woman or knows anything about the case is asked to call East Point Police at 404-761-2177.
You know the crazy part? We don't know whether she came from Georgia. We don't know whether she from Atlanta. We don't know whether she from out of town. You know what I'm saying? It could have been some traffic and shit. It could have been anything, bro. But, like, this is a teenager. And, like, one of my biggest fears, like, when my niece coming up with some shit like this happening, man, like, that shit still cross my mind all the time. Hell, it ain't, it's like, you worry about your daughters out here getting abducted, and you worry about your son getting shot. Killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, it's no bro? Wins. It's no fucking wins out here, bro. And it's fucked up out here.
And then, you know what? I will say, this happens more, I think, you know. It's more of these stories to young women than it is anybody.
Exactly.
Like, why is nobody, like, why isn't, like, no special unit on these type of cases? Because this shit happens way too often where kids get snatched up, get trafficked. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I actually,
and a lot of these
going on. I actually have a close friend, and her daughter went missing, I would say, around 2017 from Memphis. And she was coming down here to go to school, and I remember her saying, "Bro, you're gonna look out for my daughter when she get down there." I said, "I got you. Just let me know when she make it." And she never made it. And the hardest thing to do is to call her and ask how she's doing in this moment, because you never know when she probably have a moment of peace.
Right.
And here I come calling, rehashing some shit.
That shit.
So I can't never even ask her about this moment. Imagine just being that parent and you finding some kind of window of peace, and then something like this can bring that trauma back to you, because you have to live this every day and you have to learn how to deal with this and fight this every day, because nobody's child should just be gone.
Right. Just missing.
Just missing.
And there's too many of those cases.
Right.
Bro, it's actually many. Millions of them fucking cases.
It's too fucking
when
many,
you do
bro.
It on the black woman alone, it's millions of fucking cases, bro.
It's too many.
It's millions.
And it's like, why is there nobody, why is there no special unit to do something about that?
They try. Like in the
are
last,
they?
In the last couple
I don't
of years.
Think they do.
No, I'm just saying, like, in the last couple of years, you've been hearing about more crackdowns on trafficking and shit. I actually seen more of that compared to the last 10 years.
What areas are they cracking down on the trafficking? Let me ask that. And not, because I don't know. I'm not trying. I'm not going to make it regional thing, but
it's in different states and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know it's been like 3 crackdowns in Georgia alone with the trafficking and shit, or the female trafficking.
They have had some big.
That's what I'm saying.
Things found, but
that's
found.
But that's more than what's been going on the last 10 years though, because this shit just been seeming like it's.
I give you that, but it's.
It's not enough.
It don't seem like enough, bro.
And like, what can, like, it just begs a different. I mean, it just brings a question, like, what the fuck can we do? What can we do?
Police are on communities. I'ma always say that. I'm real big advocate of. Shout out to Party Crasher. I'm a real big advocate, and I've always say, like, if we look at things like the Black Panther Party. I know it's hard to recreate the exact same rendition of something, but they really policed their own community. It was problems within the Black Panther Party, but at least we're dealing with us and not letting outsiders in, and we handling that shit.
Right.
We almost knew who was, and if some shit went down, we know who it is.
Yeah.
Because we already are within our own community. There's no outsiders, and it wasn't none of this no snitching shit where don't nobody act like they don't care about shit. See what I'm saying? Now you got people really embodying that type of world and saying that I don't even want to know who's who, because somebody should know who this girl is right here. People should know who this girl is to even see her walking down the street, or why is she even by herself?
And see that one thing my sister always preached to my niece. She always wants somebody to be with her, you know what I'm saying? It's scary times around this bitch. Like I said, you gotta worry about your daughter, your niece, or whoever getting abducted, and you gotta worry about your son getting killed.
And see, you know what's crazy? That used to be like a nighttime thing.
Exactly.
This shit happening in broad day too.
Daylight, bro.
Because I look at this girl, I see my niece. And I got plenty of them. I look at this girl right here, and I can see my niece literally looking at this girl.
Bro, this girl is the same age down there, my son. You get what I'm saying? If she was born in 2005, bro, she's down there the same age as my son, bro. Like, shit crazy. We need to come together and aid the community. We need to go back to the analytics mindset. This European is got us messed up. Baloney people. Follow the baloney. You right though, bro.
Jesus.
Not everybody lies in the mind. It's my own business mode.
That's true. And
that's true.
That narrative, you know what? It fucked me up because I said that to myself. Just at work.
That boy said, "Thank one of them."
With hey, how man. I was thinking.
Appreciate that.
Cause I'm like, party shit. Passes. Like, I told myself, right? I'm also a victim of that mindset because it's like I'm driving. I told Pimp this too. We talked about it off talk.
Right.
And I'm like, shit. You know what it is? I'll die for somebody I know. I'm not ready to die for nobody I don't know.
So you ready to be no martyr?
I'm not that either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's peak. Like, and everybody is like that, right? You like that. You got people that you love. You die for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see a kid in the middle of some gunfire. I right. die for that kid. Right. Anybody else? Like, I don't know you. We've been taught this. Me and mine. Type of mindset, you know what I'm saying? That shit had me feeling fucked up. Cause I'm like, damn, yo.
It's a different, like when you die for what you believe in too, though. You know what I'm saying? Then like that's when you like you might have more people believing in what you believe in. The hell, you dying for more than just your people that you fuck with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's circumstances change on different things, bro. You know, it's I get what you're saying though, and yeah, we did talk about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause for my son,
when it's yours, you know what I'm saying, is different.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up ass mindset. What you think about that, Dylan? Because that's just like I'm like, damn, man. That's like the mental.
That's been what is
I've
been,
adapted, and a lot of us have adapted too. I think
this was that Willie Lynch letter
was deep.
This is the ugly side of that shit.
Y'all need to go check that out too, for real.
For somebody for centuries ago to put a plan in place and to see it actually work.
On how to break black people.
And to literally, for real, have been like almost to a T. We're going to do this to them to get them to act like this. Then once we separate them from here, we're going to separate the black man and black woman and watch it go this way and that, watch it go that way. To a fucking T. And now we over here fighting about fucking dumb shit, being submissive. Me being the man of the house. I'm a king, I'm a woman. Shit that don't no other community argue about. And they got us so separated that we can't even agree to be together.
Yeah.
That shit is powerful.
Yeah, we got more problems than
we got
outside of us.
We got look here.
people don't think about that shit though, bro. People don't think about that.
It's time to start thinking. Y'all just want to keep seeing this.
That's just like I said, bro. You gotta think about it. Like the black woman have to go against all them other races. They pretty much at the bottom of the goddamn totem pole, bro. So they gotta fight just to be seen these days behind the.
It's a lot of years. But of like what? To fix too.
But like what a black man that on that totem pole.
Up under the black woman.
Take care of yourself.
Don't get me started. You know what? The black woman been a pawn, man. The black woman has been a pawn. And what the ugly side of it, you know, I've
turned it into the You don't start it now. You don't start ugly, it now. Go ahead.
The ugly part about it, they've fallen into it. And they don't even realize it.
We have too, though.
We have. But they use the black woman, though. I'm not saying black women should not have been empowered. I'm all for empowering the black woman. But the way that is done, and at the same time to be told you don't need that black man because everything that black man has done to you has been a discredit to you. They ignore what the white man did, and they pay attention. I see constantly y'all putting y'all foot on our necks because y'all hate that we liberated now. Y'all hate that we're sexually free now. Everything that the white man has created for them to be, and we're saying, no, we don't, not to say we don't like y'all being that way, but we're trying to bring you back to being for us. I think we like freaks a little bit.
Natural freaks.
Yeah.
Natural.
But not for everybody else.
Yeah.
Not for everybody else's enjoyment.
What's that old saying? Lady in the streets, freak in the sheets.
Freaking bed.
Freaking bed. You know what I'm saying? And now everything has become so, I don't need y'all. I'm a grown independent woman.
I seen a meme like that. It said men get rich and try to goddamn get a girlfriend everything they can to make it a better relationship. They say, but women get rich. First thing they say, they don't need a man.
and look where we at. And look where we at.
I hate to say it, but that shit that kind of true.
And look where we at.
It's the tables turning, bro. It's crazy right now.
So how do we reel it back in? How?
I don't know, man. Like,
bro, we got so many hows and no fucking answers, bro.
That shit fucked up the game, bro.
We gonna have to break everything down to the fucking beginning. Yeah. It ain't no way to do it because we all stuck where the fuck, man, we are, and none of us want to go back.
So who got to get their hands dirty to fix it?
Men.
Yeah.
Men.
You see, this is why we needed the story. Like, everything Dollar and is saying was said.
It's coming out.
So we did need the damn song, then we said it. Okay, I agree.
Did.
Thank you.
We did.
It would have moved something.
Guess what?
It'd have added to this.
I control the clearances, so I'm going to let us say it some more.
So you going to play the song?
Goddamn.
Right.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Boom.
But yeah, man, we just need to bring more awareness to this shit, man. You know, that just all it boils down to. You know what I'm saying? I just really want to bring up that article for that young lady. Hopefully somebody can get her identified and, you know what I'm saying, get her home to her parents so they can bury her in the right way, man, because this shit just sad.
Where are her parents?
I don't know.
Well, and keep up on that article.
That's what I'm saying. If I get any updates on that, I'm going to definitely keep y'all posted on that.
That story gonna get darker.
It probably is. I already heard some darker shit, but I don't even want to talk about it. The Blunt Force Trauma was fucked up because that sketch that we seen was the better one. The other one, you can tell like someone, right?
That's some crazy shit that's been happening to kids, man.
It is. You know what I'm saying? That's why we gotta try to get our mental right, bro, and just.
You know what else was crazy? That freezer incident. The girl that got locked in the freezer. Oh
man, bro, you know it was foul play in that shit. I cannot remember her name, but I watched that for a good little while, and like that shit just don't add up.
Didn't that have something to do with the mom?
I don't know, bro.
I think that has something to do. If I recall, Women in the Mic covering that, and they said something that the mom has something to do with that.
Damn. I know.
Don't quote me.
They wouldn't let her see her daughter. You know what I'm saying? When she was in the freezer dead already. I forgot the girl name. You know, mm-hmm. That little 17-year-old chick.
I know. Mm-hmm.
We ain't never get no justice for her. That's another thing, bro. Like, shit like that just get thrown up on the table. Internet do they
forgotten about.
The internet do their little investigation, then boom, it's over with. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? And, like, everybody involved in that shit need to be arrested. Be held accountable for that. It's crazy.
Kanika Jenkins.
Accountability.
Niggas ain't trying to catch that accountability, though.
And nobody is, man. That's been the word this year, right?
Yeah.
Get your mental right.
Get your mental right, man. Get your goddamn mental right.
Get your mind right, mommy. Get your mind right.
Stop supporting these motherfuckers.
Just a fuck with Pimp. Hey, I had one earlier. You said it was going. Oh, it's going to get dark. I was about to say yes, a deeper, darker criminal.
Look.
I was about to hit him with it. Instead, I chill.
But you brought it back.
You
brought it back. So you didn't chill. You just saved 2 minutes.
Bro, y'all never fuck that nigga, bro.
Come on, that shit. Nigga does not care
about
Jay-Z.
Nigga has never done anything for me.
He hate Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj, all right?
Wow. Damn, now my nigga throwing me. I don't dislike Nicki Minaj. It's just she's not bigger than what she's putting herself to be on.
I think she is.
Cardi B says different.
Business.
Cardi B says different.
Mm-hmm. Cardi B is a clone of her.
How many diamond records do you have, Miss Nicki Minaj? Huh?
Probably one, maybe. I don't know.
She ain't got none.
Diamond records? That's a good question.
Guess who got one? Cardi B.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe Milli Vanilli too, but goddamn it.
Guess what? Hold on. Guess who broke Aretha Franklin's little record thing for the female shit? Cardi B. Wasn't no fucking Nicki Minaj. And Nicki Minaj been out long.
But that don't mean she's not iconic.
I was rocking with Nicki Minaj before she went on her Hayden spree.
Is that before,
and I can't even,
or is that that's after the new standard of how rap sales go? Is that before or after?
I think it was Bodak Black that went.
It did. And
that's the new metric.
I think up went diamond too. I think
up. That's got to be the new metric.
Up is right up, but see, like she doing shit that Nicki couldn't do.
That's got to be. But okay. But I don't know. That shit get weird.
Okay,
though.
But that don't mean Nicki ain't not.
Because the bar been lowered when it comes to numbers, right?
Give me Cardi over Nicki. Hold up. Cardi is more relatable. Nicki just comedy raps.
Cardi B ain't come.
What? He don't fuck with Barbie Tings.
No, I fuck with Barbie Tings. My favorite song from Nicki Minaj is Anaconda. She actually was nice on there.
I actually hate that one. That's the one I hate, actually.
Man, that shit hard, bro.
That
shit was hard.
I actually hate that one. That's the one I hate.
But you know, like my favorite, she got some good music, my favorite album by her was the one where she had the black hair, the one that when you see right through me. That was her best album to me because I felt like she was being herself. She wasn't trying to be the more color head motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I think that was like her third album in. You know what I'm saying? It was actually a nice body of work.
You were blind on that cover.
I'm talking about it like...
You talking about the one after?
Whichever the fuck one it was. When she
or you talking about that time?
That time.
That time, okay. Yeah.
She had the black hair. She was rocking the shit. She was no having the
cover. What would you like to say, sir?
Do we call Lil Nas X iconic?
No.
Meaning in what?
Meaning like, and based iconic.
Based off of what he does?
Because he went diamond. See what I'm saying? Now, would
off
you...
Off of what?
I see what you're trying
Old
to
do. Old Town Road?
Yes.
No.
Post Malone.
That's not enough.
Diamond. See what I'm saying? So you're saying because Cardi B went diamond. But that's what we're related
comparing
to.
Them to though? Who are we comparing them to?
Hip-hop artists.
When did we get to that? I thought it was...
But
just...
See, that's different too. Cause...
Oh, now it's different because they're different.
That's a whole different lane, not really hip-hop.
Compare them to Eminem.
And it's not hip-hop.
Let's just do that then. Comparing to Eminem, I
guess. Post Malone is considered hip-hop.
To who?
To
you?
It's hell of a...
No. All right, so that's my fucking point right there,
Okay,
dialogue.
But if we're talking hip-hop, I don't consider Cardi B nor Nicki hip-hop.
What are they then?
Not when I'm sitting in a room with lyricists? Get the fuck out of here!
What are they then?
Nicki's not a lyricist? She's not a lyricist?
Nicki got bars.
But you just,
she's doing some commercial shit.
So it's only lyricists that are hip hop.
So they're commercial based industry artists.
What are they?
They are commercial based industry artists. They are not hip hop artists. Neither one of them. None of these goofballs that I mentioned are hip hop artists. If we're gonna talk about hip hop artists, we're talking about Nas. We're talking about Black Thought. We ain't talking about no goofy ass Nicki Minaj or no what's the other Cardi fucking B.
But you just said
you put Nicki and Black Thought in the same conversation.
So okay, apparently they're rap and not hip hop, right? Are they one in the same or are they different? Exactly. They're rappers, then I guess.
They're rappers. They're rappers. Okay. They are rappers.
But they.
They are rappers. Like but she and Post Malone is considered a rapper. Do I listen to anything Post Malone? No. I'll listen to Nicki and Cardi before Post Malone.
Post Malone had zero bars, though. Zero.
He's White Iverson.
Lil Nas X has zero bars.
Right.
You know what?
I'm just going by the idea of you said something about sales. I hate when we're using record sales to determine somebody's worth in an industry.
The main thing that I said was Cardi B is more relatable than Nicki Minaj.
I don't think so.
What was her relatable shit?
I don't know. I'm not a woman. Well, I know them motherfucking women love them some Nicki goddamn Minaj. Okay.
You see right through me. I give her that.
That time was probably her best time.
Cardi comes back with be
that,
careful.
That time
with
was
me.
Probably her best
Cardi
time.
Cardi comes back with be careful with me.
I digress.
You digress.
So, bro, because I don't listen to him. I just hear the commercial
shit. If you listen, to me,
all these hoes are twerking, and to me, I'm just saying, Cardi is a fucking clone of Nicki.
Okay.
Nicki is a clone of little fucking Kim. All these motherfuckers are clones of little Kim, and they really look the same and sound the same to
is
me.
Is Lil Kim hip hop?
Lil Kim is hip. She's industry hip hop.
Yeah, you look, see how I get look,
him. Even
you
after Quiet, bro, even after Quiet Storm, he can't even
you
get
know, it. Did she have some writers for Quiet Storm?
Boy, Steph, like Curry, said, right?
Did she write her lyrics in Quiet Storm? Right. Hell, so if you got somebody who can rap, who wrote the shit, and it's one of the most historical motherfucking verses ever in hip hop, is it because of the writer or because they gave the writer the shit to a artist?
We don't know. We're too regular.
Exactly.
We will never know that.
We will never know.
That's kind of the problem, right? It's kind of hard to have these debates because you will never get that answer.
Like my nigga Boogie said, why you ain't got no Ghostwriter of the Year award? Shit, let's find out, goddammit.
Nobody showed up.
This shit. These niggas want to stop having
that's
fuck
a bar.
Out of here, man.
That's a bar right there.
Fuck out of here, man.
I'm here to accept this award on behalf. I'm here to accept this bar on the behalf of whoever wrote that shit.
He's sitting over there in the Dave Chappelle seat. Come on.
Hey, I know, right? Hold on.
That's your ghostwriter show right there. That's all of them.
Dave Chappelle could not be here at this moment. So I'm sitting in his seat for him.
The main nigga that'll be getting everything is Neo, though, bro. That nigga been killing.
You know Neo, one of them. Neo, one of them.
Trey did some writing. Trey Songz did some writing.
There's a lot of them. Rico Love, The Dream.
Yeah.
Rico Love, yeah. Bruno Mars is out here writing y'all shit, too.
Flo Rida. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that chick you sent me on IG, I didn't know she wrote so many.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Jay-Z wrote for Dr. Dre, and he performed at the Super Bowl. While Jay-Z was
what
in
has
the...
Jay-Z, what has Jay-Z done for
not a
us?
Damn thing. Not a goddamn thing.
Not a goddamn thing. I'm tired of praising this nigga. Stop rapping, nigga.
Neither has Dr. Dre.
What the fuck you talking about, bro? Chew Dre over Jake.
Ooh, he said neither has Dr. Dre.
I'm saying, like, are we really looking to hip-hop artists for... I want that. Like, I grew up on Tupac. Just like Nip is your guy, Tupac is my guy. You think I really idolized Jay? No. Tupac, that guy right behind you. Mm-hmm. That's the guy. I almost had Thug Life tattooed on me, and I ain't got no damn bit of Thug in me, God damn it. The fuck?
But I almost did it.
I almost did it. Just because of Pac.
That nigga gonna get it on his back.
Oh, right now.
I was gonna just replace the F with a K and say thug like I kind of like a thug but not really
nigga right here
thug like
don't tell nobody
ish.
You supposed to say that in private.
This nigga head down
the hill, thug like
what's gonna happen? Somebody just ain't gonna like it.
Oh, that would have been big trash.
Nigga, look.
Nigga, shoot yourself. Get your mental right. Boom! I'm on fire. Get your mental right, nigga. I know you didn't just tattoo that shit.
No, but honestly, Pac is my guy. And I love, like, my favorite shit about Pac wasn't even a song. It was Something to Die For. Wasn't nothing to me more powerful in a hip-hop moment than
that two niggas teach four niggas teach more niggas. All the pole niggas, the pen niggas, it's more of us than it is them. And I swear I live by that to this day. Okay? So yeah, I play with the Jay-Z shit, but that's what I live for. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's on some shit now. That nigga Pop was unreal. Nigga.
And I was like, man, he really, when he said it's more us than it is them.
It puts everything into perspective, don't it?
Check your strength. There we go.
Strength in numbers, nigga.
It is.
We don't take advantage of that, though.
When we wake up and realize that, though.
Yeah,
nigga.
Something to die for.
Damn.
Get your goddamn mineral.
You black. That's something to live for.
That's enough. That is enough. Somebody gonna hate us. They probably already do hate us.
Nah, they love y'all. They hate me.
Nah,
you two hate us. They keep taking numbers, you bitch ass niggas.
We hate y'all too.
No, they doing that to everybody, boy.
They is doing that to everybody, but you know. We already down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You fucking up our cover.
Fucking up our cover.
We already at the bottom, like an uppercut, nigga.
Like an uppercut. Like right you.
Start from the bottom.
Oh, you get
It's a group of new niggas.
Started from the bottom, like an uppercut.
Like an uppercut.
Now I'm all the way up.
Like that nigga on Street Charade got like.
Fire Meek Mill. Fire Meek Mill line. It was fire. I like that line.
One.
He don't got no more of those. He don't got no more of those right now. Oh, yeah. I'm with the shits. I'm with the shits.
So it's Meek turn. Fuck him, too.
It's been fuck Meek.
You know what? With Meek Mill, bro, I'm just tired of him complaining about shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, my label did this and did that. Well,
you signed up for that.
Since you know what the problem is, what's the solution, nigga?
He mad at Ross. Ross.
But like,
I'm trying to help these young niggas.
Man, you and like at this point, bro, I'm like,
I let these rap niggas get closer to Meek.
I'm ignoring all these niggas at this point, bro. Like all this shit, a fucking facade.
He should be thanking Ross, though,
he
right?
He should be thanking
he
Ross.
He should.
Because
but until his pockets get filled, he's
Ross
not
made him
ticket.
The focus, and he wasn't the best talent.
Ugh.
That's come
Ooh.
Through that label.
Who was the best at that point?
At that point, it was Wale.
Easy.
It was Wale.
Wale was, though.
That's why he was hating on Wale.
I like Stally, too, though.
Stally like, was... Like Stally. A lot Stally. Of niggas fucked with Stally.
Was dope. Yeah. Stally was dope.
Meek wasn't the best talent. He was just hard.
He was the most marketable.
He had that energy though, bro. Yeah, he had what they needed at the time. You know what I'm saying?
At that time, right. Right. You know. So a lot of that credit goes back to old Ricky 2.0.
But we stuck on it's about the money. So when it's about the money, it ain't no looking at the appreciation. It's business like Dollar says, Jay-Z says.
No.
Like that. That was fire.
It's the business.
That was fire,
this nigga, that was
Bravo.
That was that the first that double was, entendre?
That was fire.
That was a double entendre.
He almost hit the triple. He almost hit the triple on your ass.
No, he's not a V-neck professional today. He's a goddamn Jay-Z supporter, though.
It's the business.
See, I knew this was going to be a weird episode. My nigga didn't have a V-neck, and my nigga didn't have a hoodie on. And I had some glasses on, so this is gonna be off.
We all fucked up around here.
Fucked up around here. Trying to get the mental right though, bitch. You understand me?
My ears cold.
Yeah.
My ears are so cold.
At least
right
you
now.
Had that Mr. Joe goddamn hoodie. He threw the hoodie over the goddamn head.
That nigga threw on the whole igloo cap.
Well,
nigga, you got the biggest hoodie on I ever seen in life.
Everybody else is putting on their hoodie.
That's like, all 32.
That nigga threw on a whole blanket.
Yeah.
Hey, that's just a woof.
Everybody put that shit on all quiet. It's just a woof.
That shit had a comic book effect.
I heard it. That what made me look like, damn, nigga. God damn it. Hey, man, shout out to Joe White, man. Pork
you threw
pork,
on
man.
The only shit that made sound.
Hey, man. Yeah. Shout out to Joe White, man. Porky Fork, man. Shout out to Joe White, man. We love you, man.
We love you, Mr. Joe, man.
Hey, man. But you know, on the series, no, we finna hop up out this guy in a minute, man. But you know, before we get up out of here, you know, we do the inspirational, some talk some shit, or just make you laugh. It really don't goddamn matter. We got a quote for the smoke that you want in your tote. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna get with Dollar the goddamn what the brown won't
just
do for you.
Just one of them shows, man. Just one of them shows.
So, Mr. Dollar, what you got for him today? Did you got anything for him, bro?
God, boy.
It's been too funny. Shit. I got nothing. I got nothing.
I think
you
he
said that
said,
last week.
I think he already said everything.
He said that last week. Shit, man.
You know, look here, man.
Something inspirational. Think about the kids, Dylan. Think about the kids this time. Give me something for the kids.
Something for the kids?
That's what he said last time. He supported the thing that supposed to be coming.
He did do that.
So, in relation to kids, since B asked me to go there with kids.
Personal request.
Whip the fuck out of them little niggas.
There you go.
Well, damn. I didn't think it was going there.
No. This is what I see.
I asked for this.
You asked for this. Shit, goddamn. Because this is what I'm seeing.
AP.
This is what I'm seeing.
AP.
No. Not Minnesota Vikings style.
I'm seeing a whole bunch of spoiled ass entitled kids that we're creating by saying, I would never let my kid go through what I went through. And you spoil. Now you got a kid going into his or her teen adult years.
Entitlement is at an all-time
high. And don't even
round.
Know how to carry themselves in the real world because you try to shelter what the fuck really they got to deal with.
So you holding new age parents accountable.
Oh, no, it's some of these old ass helpers with gray hair on that shit, too.
Shit. Mm. Right.
Calling that son this. King and that nigga stay with shit. Her there at 25, 35, 45.
What about Prince? Either way,
you're making women. If you're doing this, you're making the same type of man you're complaining about.
That was fire. That was actually fire.
That was fire right there.
I will give you that one. That got a little dark, but that was fire.
It started off dark as fuck.
I didn't think he was going that lane. I thought it was gonna be something a little bit more inspirational, but you know that we'll take that.
I'm harsh.
Clearly.
I lead with love.
But he starts with shit.
Was there any love before he started?
No. Love was embedded. You just don't feel it because it's okay.
See, he one of them motherfuckers. Bees don't waste time trying to explain to flies why shit tastes. I mean, why honey tastes better than shit. That's the type of motherfucker he is.
You get it. You don't.
Yeah.
It's either for you or it ain't. Stop making the type of motherfucking men that you're complaining about.
But what did Brown do for you?
Shit. That's what it do for you. Clay Davis, nigga.
Shit, goddamn.
Nope. Man, be there. I don't care what the fuck she did to you. Bring your ass back to the
man.
House.
Right.
No, I don't want to deal with all that shit. I ain't got time for him because I don't want to deal with her. So, you the reason.
Dylan, you are a supervillain. Jesus.
You want to complain about her and who she got that's taking care of the child while you don't even want to get there.
You stole the super suit.
Ladies,
all right.
I love y'all. When y'all come for us, go to him.
No, please.
He want all
this. But y'all kind of women? What kind of women y'all didn't wear? I'm just saying, please come for me because I can tell you that if a sorry ass nigga like me could get a yes in a proposal, what the fuck is what's your fault that don't nobody want to propose to you? Please come for me. B, what you got?
Shout out to the boss lady. Hey, young B, truth, what you got for him, brother? What you got for him?
Words, inspiration, we talking shit, or we gonna make him laugh?
That was inspirational.
That was inspirational?
Yeah.
That was the best inspiration you could give tonight.
That nigga is lit.
For kids.
For kids.
I mind you, I asked for kids.
Yeah, you did.
That sounded like it was for some.
What did he say? He
millennials.
Seeds. He planted seeds, so you know he planted seeds in the younger niggas. So
I don't think anything you just said. You didn't move not one single.
Old head, ain't it?
You didn't. You failed. Dow line. You failed.
I don't think
you
I
didn't
did.
Move. Not one kid tonight.
I think I did.
It's all good. It, what you got for me?
I may not change the world. I'm gonna spark the. Never mind.
What you did? What you got?
Oh my God.
What you got for him, young B? The truth for this.
Good God.
What you got for him?
Every time. We can't even. There it is. Goodness gracious. Okay.
My nigga, young B, the truth without the hoodie. Come on.
Cold ears and a cold neck. Come on.
Oh, he had to wash up this week. You know I got a different hoodie for every day.
Not today. Not today. I'm done, I also have nothing. But what I do want to say is.
Speak your mind, nigga.
Thank you, guys. And I'm saying thank you because Tell Me What You Want hit 500 streams.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
That's not a lot for, you know, everybody. That's a lot for me. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the 500 streams. I did not think that record
this is what y'all got to realize.
Was going to be so relatable.
We don't think nobody really fuck with our music like that. So that's a real big accomplishment.
I do really, for real, for real. I want to say thank y'all for the 500 streams, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So, you know, my motivation, or I guess inspirational thing, is for y'all. And that's just me saying I appreciate it.
Damn, well, that's the
keep
best,
listening.
That's the best goddamn thing you could do, bro. You becoming a hard act to fucking follow. I'm gonna have to start going first.
You want me? You want
I'm gonna tell everybody to edit that shit, bro. I'm finna say the same thing.
He said he was gonna do that, though.
Hey, I just wanna thank all of you.
He had your back on that one, though.
The first time. The first time.
Yeah.
Something happened to his mic. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, you gave it a Nicki Minaj treatment, huh? The Joe Budden shit. Cut his fucking mic. Since you want to be stupid.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Look. It's a Dundun sign. He actually came out to play for a little bit at the end.
KB. Yeah, KB.
What up, KB?
Hey, man. Thanks to y'all. So you going to take all the credit for my streams? Yeah, you selfish ass motherfucker.
This boy said thanks to KB. He can't even spell his name right. He got a song out too.
We gonna talk to you about that.
Get away.
You should have called in tonight. We got something for you when this show over.
Featuring Pimp and Slim. That part.
We got something for you, KB.
Yeah, country ass nigga.
Pimp want all the smoke. Country. How about you give us a call when it's over with?
I will be calling you. Wonder can we play that on the air? You got me in it. Shit.
No.
You really can't, though.
No. Oh, no, I gotta get approved from him. It's not your song.
The shots fired.
Bitch, I was being a loner. Watch how you maneuver. Death is always around the corner.
No, you can't rap it. You can't rap it now. He in trouble.
It's all good.
He getting time out. We got to treat you like Lil Wayne around this motherfucker.
No. Oh, shit. This nigga came at the end of the show. He just got off money, man. Goddamn. I seen this quote. I think it was pretty dope. It says, it's the thought that creates the way. If you own the thought, then you own the destiny. It's supposed to feed people. You know what I'm saying? Like, people sit up there and have a dream that they're trying to go with, but they also let other people come in and tarnish what they have been focusing on as far as this dream. But like my boy said, on top of not being your own atheist, don't let nobody else be your damn atheist, bro.
Sleeping on yourself and you wide
sleeping
awake.
On yourself. Because once you start sleeping on yourself, everybody else gonna do that shit. Because guess what? They already doing it. Show them a reason to stay the fuck woke, man. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this shit first. If you want to reach out and connect with your boy, you know what I'm saying? Talk to the number 2 pimping at gmail.com. If you want to donate something to your boy at Cash App, you know what I'm saying? Cash App, $ Pimpin Slim, PIMPINSLIMM. If you want to reach out to me on all platforms, Pimpin Slim spelled the same way, PIMPIN. SLIMM on all platforms, TikTok, fucking IG, Twitter, all that shit. It's spelled the same. And, you know, yeah. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to Pimp Talk, man. You know, as usual, well, I got my boy, Young B the Truth.
You're.
You know what I'm saying? We got Dollar Line.
Mr. I'm just here, so I will not get fined.
By yourself, come on. And, you know, you got your motherfucking boy, Young Pimp and Slim.
Pimp, pimp.
Fuck Jay-Z.
No, no, no. That's what they call me, man.
Nigga. But I like to thank y'all for tuning in. Pimp Talk on some real shit, man. You know,
thank y'all.
If anything, we try to do, we try to goddamn give y'all some laughs, talk some real shit, give you some knowledge, and most definitely be inspired. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. And I mean, I inspire dreams can never be extinguished long as you remain fire. And I mean, I hope this inspiration to move, inspiration for me and inspiration for you.